This week's parsha, Parshas Kisavai, starts with the mitzvah Bikur. It's clearly a very important mitzvah. The Torah begins with the words Bereshis Bara Elokim. And Rashi there explains that Bereshis doesn't mean in the beginning Hashem created, but Bishvil Reshis. Hashem created the world for Reshis. And Rashi quotes a medrash, which says a few things that are called Reshis, for whom it was worthwhile to create the world. Bishvil HaTorah, Shenikris Reshis, and Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikru'u Kadosh Yisrael Reshis. That it was worth creating the world for these things. The Medrash adds other ideas, and one of those ideas is Bishchus Bikurim. Shene'emar, it says, Bereshis bara lekim, ve'ein reshis ela bikurim. As it says in our parsha, reshis bikure admasecha, meaning that it was worthwhile to create the entire world for the bikurim, which is called reshis, as we see in our parsha. And that's why Hashem created the world for reshis, meaning for bikurim. Now, we certainly understand why it was worthwhile to create the entire world for the Torah. And it was worth creating the entire world for Yisrael. But what is so special about Bikurim that it was worth creating a whole world just for Bikurim? Why is Bikurim so important? When a person has to give challah to the Kohen, he knocks on Mr. Kohen's door and he says, Mr. Kohen, I have a challah for you here. Or, Mr. Kohen, I have to give you these maisras here, these trumas and maisras. But when he has Bikurim, he has to go all the way to Yerushalayim. Imagine, we're dealing with a time where there are no streets and no cars. A farmer lives in Tzfas. He's got three or four little fruit trees growing in his villa. He's got to find the first grape and the first figs and the first dates, and he puts them in his little basket, and he schleps all the way from Tzfas to Yerushalayim. This is a story of at least a month. In order to bring this basket of fruits to Yerushalayim, and Chazal say about this, it's worth creating the entire world in order to get these few fruits to Yerushalayim. Why? And we see when he gets to Yerushalayim that he has an opportunity there to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal say, he stands in Yerushalayim, ubav va'oymed be'emtza ha'azara, umevakesh rachamim, and he asks for rachamim, al atzmai, va'al Yisrael, va'al Eretz Yisrael. As it says, Hashkifa mim ein kachecha Kadosh Baruch Hu, look down. And he doesn't move from there until he says, I need you to do what I need, and I want to still be alive next year to come back and do this again. What is this tremendous power of Bikurim? The Al-Sheikh expounds on this for over four pages on the mitzvah of Bikurim, and he says, what we are learning from the mitzvah of Bikurim is how to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every single detail. Because he's coming to the Beis HaMikdash with his one grape and his one date and his one fig, and he's not thanking Hashem for the figs and the dates. He's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way from back there, from Arami Oved Avi. Hashem, thank you for saving me from Lavan. Thank you for listening to my cries in Mitzrayim when I cried out to you and you took us out of Mitzrayim and you brought us to Eretz Yisrael and you gave us this field. You gave my great-great-great-great-grandfathers this field. And they gave it to their son who gave it to their son who gave it to me. And you gave me rain and you gave me sun and you gave me photosynthesis. And you gave me the soil and you allowed this tree to grow and you're not asking for so much for me. All you're asking me is to acknowledge, to recognize all the good that is happening. This is worthwhile to create a world for. The purpose of life. Shekein chayvas kol ha-yitzurim lefanach Hashem elekeinu velekei v'aseinu. This is the chayva of kol ha-yitzurim, la-haydais u-la-halal. The purpose of my being here is to develop a connection, a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the journey, the root of doing that is to recognize the good that he did and he continues to do for me always. And so for this, we are called Yehudim. And for this, we start every morning not by saying, I'm so tired, or I wish I could go back to sleep, or I can't believe it's morning already, but we start our day by saying, Maida, I thank you, Hashem. I acknowledge you've given me back my neshama. You've given me another day. You've given me another chance. You've given me another opportunity. Thank you. With the Hakaras HaTayva that I have for my one fig, I learn how to be makir taiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so I'm taking the bikurim, and I'm giving them not to Mr. Kohen, actually. I'm giving them to Hashem. I'm putting them on the Mizbeach. Afterwards, they're going to go to the Kohen. But first, I'm learning how to be makir taiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this we do also every Pesach. We sit down by the Pesach Seder and we're saying the Parsha of Bikurim. That's what our Haggadah is based on. It's just a commentary to the Parsha of Bikurim. Because I'm sitting by the Seder and I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking me out of Mitzrayim, yes. But I'm also thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that happened in the past. And then I take a look around my Pesach Seder table and I thank Hashem for everything that happened to me, to get me and my family to be sitting here together, and everything that had to happen and everything that had to come into place for this to be. This is where the story starts and this is how the story continues. And how many Holocaust survivors sat by their Pesach Seder every year and told their story. Because this is a time where we learn how to have Hakaras HaTayv. There's another mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that we can do every single day, which is similar to the mitzvah of Bikurim. And that's the mitzvah of benching. And the actual mitzvah that it says in the Torah is Va'achalta v'savata uveirachta Hashem lekecha ala aretz ha'tayva asher nasanach. Eat your bread, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your food, and then thank him for Eretz Yisrael. Now Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the first bracha of benching. He does not mention Eretz Yisrael in it because he did not go to Eretz Yisrael. The second bracha, Naidelecha, was written by Yeshua ben Nun. It's very interesting because he starts off thanking Hashem, Naidelecha Hashem Alekenu, Al Shein Chata Lavesenu, Eretz Chemda Taiva Urchava. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us this beautiful land. And then we should go to the end of the bracha. But as it says, Kakosa v'achalta v'savata v'erechta s'Hashem l'kecha ala aretz ha'tev ha'shen ha'sanach, baruch ata Hashem ala aretz v'al mazayin. That's it. But we don't do that. Interestingly, we say, Naidelecha, we thank you, Hashem. Al shein chata l'veseinu aretz chem d'tev v'ruchava. And then we continue. V'al shed seisanu Hashem l'kein meretz Mitzrayim. Where does Mitzrayim come in here? Uftisanu mibeis avadim. Val brischa shechasamta b'psareinu, val tayroscha shalimadetanu, val chukecha shaydetanu, val chayim, chayin, val chesed shechaynantanu. Everything I'm thanking him for. Val hakol Hashem alekeinu anachnu maidim lach mevarcha maisach. I'm not just thanking you al haaret and al hamazayin for my meal that I ate now, but for everything. I'm thanking you for 10, 20, 30 years of eating and being satisfied. We learn from Bikurim how to bench. We learn from Bikurim how to thank, not for the fig, but for everything that brought me to this little fruit. And for us as well, when we take a bite out of a fruit, we have to think about everything that needed to happen to get to that fruit. No, we are not farmers today, but there is a farmer somewhere that planted that tree. And there was a truck that transported the tree and the gas that made that truck go and the refrigerator and the sprayer that sprayed the water and the insecticide and the clerk in the grocery store. And thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for my teeth that work and thank you for my digestive system. And now I'm going to take a bite out of a fruit. Now, we're not going to do this every time we eat a fruit, but perhaps now with this week's Parsha, we stop and we think and we praise and we are grateful, so grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that we are and everything that we have. We are approaching Rosh Hashanah. This parsha is always read before Rosh Hashanah, not the Shabbos immediately before Rosh Hashanah, but the Shabbos before that. Even during the tkufas in our history where we weren't laning the parshias as we do now, and it was longer cycles, we always read Parshas Kisavei before Rosh Hashanah. Why? For two reasons. Number one, Tichla Shana Vekilaisa. This week's parsha contains the klalais. And we want to kind of close off the year of klalais and begin the year of bracha. And we've certainly had our fair share of klalais this year. And we want to tell, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tichla Shana V'Kilalaisa, let the klalais belong to last year. Let's start a new year, a brand new year, full of bracha. And that's certainly one reason why we read this parsha this week. But there's another reason. And that is, we are going to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu now on Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Teshuva and Yom Kippur. And we have so many bakashas and we have so many things we're going to ask Him for. Zachreinu L'chaim. And all the Avinu Malkeinus. And we've got a long list. And how dare we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask him for good if we haven't stopped to acknowledge all the tremendous chasadim and teves that he has given us up until now. Much of what I've shared with you now has come from a drasha of Rav Baruch Rosenblum, and he gives a beautiful mashal at the end of his drasha. And he says that when there is a guest that comes to your table for a Shabbos meal, and you serve him a piece of fish, and the guest says, "Wow, this is the most delicious piece of fish that I have ever tasted in my entire life. This is wonderful. I must get the recipe. I have never tasted fish that was prepared in such a delicious way. I want to be able to eat this fish every single week. Please tell me how you've done it. This has been wonderful experience eating this fish." You'd offer him another piece of fish. You'd say, "Here, I'm so happy you enjoyed it. Have another one." We're going to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with our newfound understanding of how to thank him, we're going to look around at our lives. And yes, it's been a complicated year. And yes, it's been a difficult year. But we have so much to be grateful for. And we're going to thank him. And we're not just going to thank him, but Klalius. We're not just going to say thank you, Hashem, for everything. But we're going to stop and we're going to look at the details. And we're going to look at everything that has brought us to the fulfillment of the tefillos that we have been davening to him this year. And we are going to say, "Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for the good, and thank you even for the things that are hard for us to perceive as good, but we understand that it's for our good. Thank you for all the chesed that you have done for us. And please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can we have another peace? Can we have another year of bracha and of all the good things?" And I would add, and please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the bracha that we can appreciate as bracha, and give us the ability to recognize the bracha so that we can appropriately thank you for all the chesed that you bestow on us.